This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
it's high noon.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Not in Greenwich, Mendoza.
Tell your children not to walk
my way. Not in Austin, Texas.
What they mean, what they say, Mother.
The battle of the gods,
Mother,
is upon us.
Can you keep them in the dark for life?
Promethean fire is ours. The technocrats want to keep that fire to themselves and build a stairway to heaven while damning us to this planet and the wreckage from the wars and the sins and the waste. They will never transcend their evil. They will never rise above their nature. And in their attempt to bring down humanity, they will only serve their purpose to make the righteous strong. I don't claim to be righteous. I don't claim to be the good man. I don't claim to be pure as the driven snow. But I do have my heart pointed towards justice and God. And I don't want to see my fellow humans fallen. And it takes all kinds to fight this war. So stop thinking you've got to be the most well-spoken, the best-looking, the perfect person for the fight, the perfect plan, the perfect idea that people spend money on and time and energy. I see the same syndrome. And then it doesn't bear fruit because all you do is keep planning and keep scheming and keep thinking about how you're going to write a book or how you're going to do a newsletter or how you're going to do a local radio show or how you're going to run for office or how you're going to start speaking out. You want to do something, start speaking out at the grocery store line. Just say, man, I sure wish my kids could have some of this gum. They're asking it right now. They don't do that anymore because they know they'll get a speech. Oh, we're in the grocery store line, we're in the Target line, we're in the gas station line, and there's seven people in line in front of us. My kids start saying, can we have some of this bubble gum? And I'll say, went back when they're four or five, I'd say, read on the back, does it say aspartame? They go, oh, Daddy, they all do. Yeah, what alcohol? And then adults will kind of laugh, sometimes nicely. Sometimes they go, oh, hey, Alex, yeah, I'm awake. Yeah, too bad you can't find any gum that isn't aspartame. Other times they'll go, oh, let your kid have some gum, man. I'm like, hey, that's what alcohol, folks. I'm not going to give my kids something that's designed to be an excitotoxin, is addictive, so they'll eat the whole package of gum, chew it in an hour, and then want more. And the stuff that's in fast food, the toxins, the things they put in there on purpose to make you feel sick an hour later and be hungry and make you get fat. You say, well, how does just exposing aspartame save the world? I didn't say that. Ma'am, I see you've got nursery water here that says fluoride in it. Let me pull up on my phone right now for you. Listen, I'm not saying this to be obnoxious or get in your business. I care about you and your family. I want you to just pull up. The American Medical Association says children shouldn't even have fluoridated water till age five. It causes dental fluorosis. Really? Well, I just said nursery. I thought it'd be better. No, let me show. Oh, wow, I see that. That's, yes, ma'am. And the clerk starts getting mad. You know what, ma'am? You know what? You're ahead of me. Let me just run over here and get you the regular water. I've done that. I've done it probably three or four times. I've seen them with that water. I mean, I'm dead inside if I don't warn people. That is a chemical attack on record to literally eat holes in your children's brains. And I'm supposed to just sit here and watch them put bug poison in your water and not do anything? What type of whacked out scum would I be if I just didn't care? That's what I'm supposed to do, though. Because, see, I'm about 2 degrees away from being one of these globalists in that I know what they know. Most of them know what they know, but enjoy it. They enjoy seeing a woman in line with poison water, or they're so rich, all their water's delivered, they don't go in stores. You see, they enjoy going through an airport and seeing the dead and dying mutated shuffling around that they've murdered.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in this hour, we're going to cover the unsustainability of global civilization by design. Everybody hears constantly from mainstream-controlled media that we're unsustainable, humans are ugly, humans are bad, humans can't innovate, you can't have air conditioning, you can't have cars, everybody's going to die, we'd be better off without humans. You know, I saw that in the white papers and government documents 25 years ago, 20 years ago on air covering it. Now it's just been mainstreamed. As they create artificial derivatives, as they give themselves trillions of dollars and then give us the debt, as they do everything they can to shut down industries and companies and new clean burning systems by controlling the whole green movement, they make sure that we only get boondoggles. It is a post-industrial world where the elite transfer the technologies, the power, the systems to themselves and don't transfer the innovations to the people. Now, I know for a fact that major world leaders listen to this show. And major folks that affect policy and have major pull in the media, like Matt Drudge listens every day and Louis Farrakhan every day. I'm not comparing those two, but just look at how divergent at some points they are, but also how close. Vladimir Putin listens. I mean, years ago, we've had former heads of the Pakistan and secret intelligence operatives, General Hamid Ghul, and the head of the German CIA, and you know, the number two in the Japanese government comes on. The point is, we've hit the zeitgeist talking to very high-powered people. And Right Wing Watch put it out last week. The reason I mention this is to show you how they're disinfo operatives. And then it got picked up by a bunch of magazines and newspapers. Quote, my critics just want a spot in the global elite's off-world colonies. Now, that's actually two quotes in a long breakdown to make it sound insane. But what I was quoting was Elon Musk in the news saying, we need a Mars colony for the elite to escape to. We need ring cities that are based on Wernher von Braun designs and others, which have gravity, which is what you see in the movie Elysium. That's a real design. There's the Elite Daily. A ticket to Elon Musk colony on Mars costs $500K. So see what happens is I cover news. I cover CNN, ninth planet found. Is it Planet X, the rumored 10th planet? 10 times bigger than Earth. They'll probably have articles saying Alex Jones says, you know, that space aliens are coming to get us, you know, Planet 10. Shane Beal, where they say that I say that there's Martians under the UN building. I never said that. I don't cover space aliens. So, see, this is how they engage in disinfo. And I know everybody understands this, but you really need to really get the word out about how shameful these people are and how they're preying on their audiences. But just during the break, Tim Frugier said, oh, I remember seeing Stephen Hawking just say this yesterday. Stephen Hawking, I didn't see this. Humanity is going to use science and technology to wipe itself out, professor warns, says global elite are destroying the planet and plan to escape it. Nuclear war, global warming, and genetically engineered viruses all pose a threat, but we might be able to save humanity if we escape Earth in time. And then he goes on to talk about everything we talk about. Here's another one. Stephen Hawking warns humanity, leave Earth before the ruling class destroys it. I mean, they'll probably come out and again, misrepresent this. They don't want to have a debate about what's going on. And to get where I was going and then go to our guest setting this up, this is what the elite are talking about. This is what they've been talking about for 50 years. It's the plan to control the future. We are not in that future plan. The economic collapse you're seeing be engineered is to get us under their full economic, political, and military control to dictate to us like Native Americans on a reservation to a company store with disease blankets and beef full of maggots. That's the system. They get the tax money to then administer us on the plantation, us on the reservation, neo-feudalism in their own words. I coined the term neo-feudalistic fascism 17, 18 years ago. It is now used in universities by them to describe what they are building. What's crazy is we put names to their tyranny. They even adopt it. At Davos 2 years ago, they said, we're technocrats. We are bringing in tyranny. They had the Financial Times of London's editor come out and say, and now for world government, and say, we are tyrannical. We are taking over. We know best. Then they have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and all their groups that they put the talking points out for, White House Run Media Matters, CNN, come out and say, there is no world government, and Alex Jones is deeply racist with no proof. And I'm not talking about myself here all day, but I never meant to be gonzo journalism. But we are, because if they can shoot down Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, and a few others, they can take everybody else down. And I don't agree with some of the things what Rush Limbaugh says. He's more of a kind of establishment Republican, or at least has been. But now he sounds more like I do because his audience has taken him there. Or maybe he's grown. The point is they want to shut him down. They want to boycott him. They want to arrest him. They want to set him up. They follow him around. They harass him on record because if they can bring down that big lead elephant, they can bring down all the rest. And now I am a lead elephant. And let me tell you, it is very invigorating at certain points, but not at others. But let me tell you. It'll get your head screwed on really straight when you realize how hardcore all this is. But all hell is breaking loose. Banking cartel. J.P. Morgan CEO gets 35% pay raise to $27 million amid cutbacks. Davos Insider. World economy doomed. Central banks out of ammo. That's up on Infowars.com. Meanwhile, I think Hollywood, we know they're involved in psychological warfare 24/7, but I think they're not nominating any black directors or actors, because there are people that deserve it, undoubtedly. Something's going on here. They're not nominating it on purpose to create, again, more of a racial divide in this country. That's all they do 24/7. That's their job. Oscar winner producer denounces spoiled brats crying racism. And it is a bunch of spoiled brats. Go do your own thing. I mean, you know what? Leave Hollywood. I've done that. I never went to Hollywood. And now, because we didn't let them dictate the culture to us, we dictate the culture to them. And I'm not going to go into a long example of that. There's plenty of them. Going to Michael Schneider, I really appreciate his work. He posts his articles almost every day at Infowars.com. The Economic Collapse Blog.com. Michael Schneider is the creator of the site. He just does a great job doing the research, linking to all the facts. He believes the coming economic collapse is going to unfold over the next few years. He also writes for the End of the American Dream.com and the Truth Wins.com. And we're just going to go ahead and go to him right now to break all this down. He's the author of two books, The Beginning of the End and Get Prepared Now, available on Amazon and paperback and Kindle. Thank you for joining us. That's a little, you know, 6-7 minute intro with some of the craziness going on here. Russian intelligence chiefs getting killed. I mean, everything's really heating up right now. Do you think this is the big economic collapse, or will it be as big as 2008, where they consolidate more power, get banker bailouts, or is it going to be the big kahuna, Mr. Schneider?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on, and I do believe that that's exactly what we're heading for. We're progressing for right now. In fact, it started right in the middle of last year, in June 2015. Since that time, more than $15 trillion has been wiped out from stock markets all around the world. And so we've seen this massive amount of money lost. In fact, just on Wednesday, we learned, they told us, CNBC, all the big mainstream news networks, they told us global stocks enter bear market for the first time in ages. And what that means is that global stocks are roughly down about 20%. So roughly approximately a fifth of all stock market wealth in the world has been totally wiped out. So this has been going on for a number of months, but now, since the beginning of the year, you know, we've seen an acceleration with the emergency shutdowns of the Chinese markets. The U.S. markets have started to tumble, taking a tremendous tumble. In fact, through Wednesday, it was the worst start for the Dow Jones Industrial Average that we've ever seen in all of history. So it's starting to get the attention of the American people, the mainstream media, although they're still telling people, oh, don't panic, everything's going to be okay. But what we're seeing, it's not, you know, a lot of times people are looking for a day, a week, a month. You know, we're not looking for a single event, but it's a progression which is eventually going to lead us into a crisis like we saw in 2008 and eventually lead us beyond that, I believe, into an even far greater crisis. In fact, in many areas around the world, that's already a reality.
Well, that's right. And then you've got people with most of the world in a depression or a recession, civil wars or proxy wars in more than 30 countries, doubling of starvation per year just in the last few years. The world is melting down. The Pentagon says that. You write about it. But then they have the New York Times and others come out and attack myself, Gerald Celente, and countless others saying, we're porn dealers. No, we're pointing out that they've engineered the system that's now collapsing to consolidate control. We've been proven right. But isolated, insulated yuppies living, I guess, off pension funds or living off trust funds from mommy and daddy, I guess they still think it's all funny. But what are they going to do when those trust funds, based on the stock market, based on 401ks, based on mutual funds, go in the toilet? What are they going to do? Because in the Depression, people at least knew how to skin a buck or run a trot line. These yuppies don't know how to wipe their fat asses. Excuse me, I apologize.
Oh, you're absolutely correct, Alex. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, Drudge Report came out with a new number. You know, before it was just 62% of all Americans were living paycheck to paycheck. Now it's 63% of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So we're seeing the middle class hurting, middle class declining. In fact, for the first time ever, we learned just at the end of last year, the middle class in the United States is now a minority. We're down to 49%. You know, you take the wealthy and the poor together, they outnumber the middle class for the first time ever. Back in the 1970s, more than 60% of all Americans
were middle class. Absolutely. Let's go to those numbers when we come back with Michael Schneider. And think about this. World Bank of Scotland 2 weeks ago did the equivalent of running naked with your hair on fire, screaming, "Sell everything, get out now." I mean, it's reached that point. Stay with us.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was long ago. All those drifters' ears are behind me now.
All those drifters' days are
are. Pass me now. You got so much more to think about.
So much more to think about.
World government collapse.
Deadlines and commitments.
Carousels. Conscription. Forced inoculations. Gender reassignment in first grade. Worldwide. The school tells you what you're going to be, basically. In the name of letting you be free.
We found our.
Well, it's the establishment running against the wind of history. And no amount of technological time prediction systems and algorithms will be able to save them. Not once the rising giant that is the human spirit begins to fight back, which is starting now. Michael Schneider of the Economic Collapse Blog is with us. It's a short segment, long segment coming up. And I should have made a bigger deal out of this. It is a huge big deal. Breaking: Hillary denies email hack, which we've had Secret Service agents on and others about. She denied that she'd been hacked. She denied that she had classified emails. Then she said she'd given them all over. Then there were more. Now there's above top secret. Above top secret. Boy, you don't hear about that. That's ultra was the old classification for that. And then there's stuff so secret it doesn't even have a classification. And it's only in those little National Security Council star chambers. I want to get his take on this and then get back into what's happening worldwide. What are people going to do as things collapse? Well, they're going to listen to the media and the government, and the government's going to make sure they get enslaved further. And that's the big challenge now, is how do we stop them from doing that? But we'll first get more into the collapse itself. But next segment, I'm going to play the video of Richard Reeves yesterday. Hillary denies the email hack, and boy, she looks like when she hears InfoWars, she turns around and looks at him. I mean, like she has come face to face with the enemy incarnate, which I see as a red badge of courage. Going back to Mr. Schneider, you were getting into the economic numbers, the demographics around the world. What are the yuppies and the trendies going to do when the system betrays them yet again? Do you expect them to keep doubling down for Bernie Sanders and class warfare? What do you expect to come out of this politically currently?
Well, I expect this for a great political shaking. I believe we're going to see things in the political realm we've never seen before, because when people, what they depend on, this debt-fueled prosperity that we've all been enjoying, when that's taken away, people are going to be shaken and people are going to be angry. Already we see levels of anger and frustration across this country at unprecedented levels, and people are going to be upset. They're going to demand answers. They're going to demand solutions, and they're going to look to the government to be their savior, because they expect whatever happens, especially among the liberals, they expect the government to come in and fix it. But there's not going to be a problem this year. In fact, the elite are already admitting that the central banks have used up all their ammunition. They've already pushed interest rates to the floor. They've been printing money wildly around the world the last few years. So they've used up all their ammunition, and yet now another crisis is here, a worse crisis is here. And when we come back after the break, we can talk about all the numbers, all the patterns that we saw just prior to the last financial crisis. They're happening again.
And we've got some time. Let's start walking through those numbers right now. But of course, the establishment will be happy to give themselves $100 trillion of new carbon tax money, as Davos is calling for, over the next decade to save us, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yet the foundations, the fundamentals are falling apart all around us. Just look at global trade. There's a wonderful report up on InfoWars.com just this morning about how global trade is collapsing. The Baltic Dry Index, it collapsed before the stock market crash of 1987, before the dot-com bubble burst around the turn of the century. It collapsed before the 2008 crash. And now the Baltic Dry Index just this week has fallen to the lowest level ever. We've never seen it at this level before. And so global trade is imploding. In fact, Bloomberg is reporting that it's now is cheaper to rent a 1,000-foot merchant vessel than it is to rent a Ferrari. That's how much global trade is collapsing.
Look at the Baltic Dry Index, as you know, the lowest ever recorded in shipping. I mean, it's a cardiac arrest. It's much worse than they're even saying when the Royal Bank of Scotland 2 weeks ago said sell everything emergency to its members. What do you, I mean, how bad do you think it's going to get if trade and rail line commerce is at a record low? I mean, that is a bad indicator.
Yeah, the Chinese exports are way down. U.S. exports are way down. But kind of a canary in the coal mine that some of the experts really look at and have looked at for years to say what's really going on with global trade is South Korean exports. And in December, South Korean exports were down 13.8% year over year. So that's another huge red flag. Global trade is literally imploding in Europe and Asia, North America, all over. And what this means is real economic activity is dramatically slowing down. So what's happening with the financial markets right now? They're just starting to catch up with economic
reality.
Well,
I'll tell you the answer. It's to raise taxes on the middle class and give the money to welfare recipients to buy lottery tickets. That will get us to Mars. That will take us to the next level.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Been around for a long, long year. So many men's souls to waste. I was drowned when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. I'm sure the pirates washed his hands and sealed his face.
Monday through Friday.
Pleased to meet you.
We're here from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And, of course, also Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I will be live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. There's so much news happens over the weekend. I'll be doing special live reports over the weekend with video feeds at InfoWars.com/show. Facebook mentions, and more, using every tool at our disposal. As this quickening intensifies, we're going back to Michael Snyder at theeconomiccollapseblog.com. He's a great interview, but he also really has deep analysis and in cross-referencing in his daily stories. He's a very prolific writer. We're going to go back to him here in just a moment and also take a few calls specifically with your questions or comments. I mean, how bad do you think this economic crisis is going to be? Can we educate folks that crony capitalism and fascism wearing a socialist mask, because you never really even have socialism. It's always big crony groups managing socialism. It's fascism. Socialism and communism never really exist in my view. I've studied all these systems. I mean, it's a bunch of offshore people above the law, getting everybody dependent and then administering it all like a Indian reservation, folks. Everybody knows those are screw jobs. Is that socialism? No, it's fascism. Are the Democrats liberals? No, they're out-of-control fascists, and so are the Republican leaders. And I'm sick of them. Bernie Sanders is a disgusting maggot playing class envy all day. Where is he against Walmart for the slave labor, for the internal tariffs, and all the NAFTA and GATT and things that did us down to this level? He's not there. It's just class envy, class envy. Oh, the Walmart family's worth hundreds of billions. Get their money, get their money. You could take their $180 billion that the family's got, all seven of the siblings, and you could spend it in just a few months in the country, just in the government, and it'd all be gone. You could take all of the, quote, elite's real money, and it wouldn't pay for the country to run for a year. And they've signed us on to thousands of trillions of made-up black hole money. And people go, that's stupid. Why'd they do that? Because it's designed to be undefeatable if you sign on to it. They trick you to too big to fail. You sign on to it to prop everything up, and it doesn't prop up. It just collapses into a new phase. They get more consolidation of power. They pump it back up. It collapses again. But overall, you're going downhill. We'll talk to our guests in a moment about that. But first, let's go to this clip of Hillary Clinton last night with Richard Reeves, with her on the campaign trail in Texas. He'll be on with us for about 15 minutes at the start of the next hour, bringing up the fact that experts are saying that her email has been hacked. The former Secretary of Defense is saying undoubtedly that happened, but she just says, no, it hasn't happened. Another bald-faced lie. Here it is.
Secretary Clinton, yes. Last week it was reported on Infowars.com that your email server was hacked and you knowingly continued to use your email server. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, it's totally untrue. Okay. Totally untrue.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. And she keeps saying there were no extra emails. She keeps saying that none of it was classified. Now it's proven it was. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing. She thinks people are so stupid. And you know what? Her constituents, they're not stupid. They're delusional. In fact, can we get the clip and make an intro of, like, different cultists in different movies, and like Jim Jones, a real one, or Tulsa Doom, a fake one, and put clips of Democrat supporters and Obama making crazy statements about, you didn't build your business, you can keep your doctor, we're not coming for your guns, and cut that in together. You know, when Tulsa Doom and Conan the Barbarian says, steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is strong. Take the arm that wields your sword, the body that God gave you. I will now show you the power of flesh, Conan. My child, come to me. Come to me. She's 400 feet up and just jumps off and falls. I'm telling you, Hillary could look up to a bunch of women and go, come to me. Come to me, my child. Come to me. And they would just, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, this is a cult. Guys, go to YouTube. I know it's on there. Tulsa Doom, woman jumps off platform. I'm telling you, that describes the Democratic Party and the Republican establishment is a bunch of loons. And of course, the cult leaders are nuts as well. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bunch of specials that end today. One of them is Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, the key halogen, the good halogen. All those other halogens are bad, the fluoride, the bromine, the bromine, all of it, chlorine that's in the water, that's in the plastic, that's in the clothing, that's just everywhere. It's in the food. This is the good collagen that your body actually operates off of in the glands, the thyroid, and it'll push out the bad. But you will detox in 2 weeks to a month. I mean, you'll feel crabby for about a week. Everybody that's done it after about 2-3 weeks feels this, and then it's just incredible after stuff starts coming out of your skin. At least that's what all the reviewers say, what's happened to me. It's incredible. You get it with Supermel Vitality, 15% off both of them together. InfoWarsLife.com. New four-stage fast flow, super high-quality shower filter, so you're not just filtering your water you drink, but what you breathe and what's on your skin. Such an important move to make for your family, for your children. Free shipping running until next week, and 10% off promo code WATER on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win. You fund our operation, and you get incredibly super high-quality water filtration systems that you and your family need. It is a win-win, the best systems, incredibly low prices, but the nutraceuticals are so incredible as well. We've got the Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are limited edition. Some of the sizes have already sold out. We have the new limited edition shirt in. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. And don't forget to support those local affiliates and their sponsors as well and spread the word. Don't take this show for granted, because we've hit a point here in the metric where the enemy has gotten so naked about world government, their planetary plan, that the credibility of everyone opposing it, especially those that have been around for a long time, is exploding. The listenership, the viewership, the readership. I don't know. I haven't asked Schneider, but I bet people visiting his site's exploded. Because, and we're going to ask him right now, we're riding a rocket, folks. The globalists want to take us on an express elevator to hell. We want to go on an express elevator to a free market heaven. And believe me, free markets create incredible wealth, incredible innovation. They also then create incredible decadence and spoiled, rotten children. If we're going to have a free market, we've got to have children that aren't decadent, that are made to work, that aren't given everything, or we turn into what we've got here, a bunch of stupid, arrogant chumps. Not everybody, but a large portion. Let's admit it. We are exceptionally stupid, exceptionally fat, exceptionally dumb, exceptionally mindless, exceptionally sick. We are a mentally ill, sick society. I mean, my God, they heat hospitals with dead babies. We're growing humanoids inside cows to harvest their organs, MIT. I mean, it's all happening. Just admit we're screwed. And then let's get out of it. Okay? Going back to Michael Schneider. Michael, thank you for joining us while I went over those rants there. I want to get into some other issues of science with you as well, but you got the floor for about 10 minutes or so here, and we got a break, and then we're going to take some calls for two little segments with you. But let's go ahead, 800-259-9231. We're going to go ahead and launch that phone system, 800-259-9231. You've got the floor. Break down from your deep research exactly where we are, how bad the collapse is going to be, and what we've got to watch for. We know they're announcing world government planetary SDR currency that's digital. The dum-dums will say, where's the new currency we're supposed to get? Your dollar will now be based in it. What do we do to stop this?
Well, Alex, what we're looking for is patterns. And, for example, before in the last thing that we talked about, the Baltic Dry Index and how it crashed before previous crashes. Another thing, though, well, for your watchers and viewers to look for is junk bonds. Junk bonds crashed hard. If you look at a chart of junk bonds, they crashed hard before the crash of 2008. That was before stocks did, because when a financial crisis is coming, you would expect the trouble to show up in firms that are more leveraged, that are riskier, that are more vulnerable. And that's exactly what we saw in 2008. That's exactly what we're seeing right now. So the last recession ended, and there's a ETF that I watch very, very closely. It's known as JNK. And after the last recession, well, it crashed hard before the stock market crashed, then it rebounded. And ever since that time, it's traded in a range of about 36 to 42. And I knew that if it ever dropped below 35, that would be confirmation that a new financial crisis had begun. And it never did all those years that I've been writing until December. In December, this past December, it finally crossed below 35. It went below 34. Then now it's gone below 33. And briefly this week during the panic, it dropped below 32. But junk bonds are crashing right now, just as we would expect before a major stock market crash here in the U.S. and around the world. So that's a huge warning sign. Another huge warning sign is the price of oil. You know, we've seen the price of oil crash just like we did in 2008. If people remember, it shot up to about $140 a barrel, then crashed really hard to below $40 a barrel for a short period of time. And that was before the great stock market crash of 2008. Now it's happening again. Over the last 18 months, we've seen the price of oil go from $108 a barrel all the way this week, it dipped well below $30 a barrel. This is the only other time in all of history, other than 2008, when we've seen this happen. Now, a lot of people may think, well, the price of oil is good. I can go to the store. I can fill up my tank really cheaply, less than $2 a gallon. This is good for me. Well, it's really bad for the U.S. economy and the global economy. In fact, just since the start of 2015, we've seen 42 North American energy companies go bankrupt. We've seen more than 130,000 good-paying energy jobs lost, and that's really bad news because the energy industry was the primary engine for the growth of good-paying jobs.
Texas is plunging.
Now that's completely reversing. So we're seeing an implosion of these jobs, and this is putting a tremendous amount of stress on the financial sector because a lot of these fracking companies, the oil companies, the energy companies, they wanted to drill, drill, drill. So they went out and got all kinds of loans from the big banks, financial institutions. Now those loans are going bad. And so these big banks, in fact, just this week, we saw some of the biggest banks in the United States come out and say, yeah, we're starting to set more money aside to cover these bad loans because the energy sector is in a massive amount of trouble. Another thing we saw just before the last financial crisis was a crash in the price of industrial commodities. I'm talking about tin, iron ore, lead, aluminum, copper especially. If you look at a chart of copper in 2008, crashed hard before stocks did, and then it's happening again. Toward the second half of last year, I was warning my readers about this and all these other patterns that we saw that are happening again. Because these are huge red flags. There's so many of them, Alex, right now. In fact, if I was going to make up a textbook scenario for what a financial crisis would look like, all the boxes are ticked. All the technical indicators are there. Another one is the surging U.S. dollar. A lot of people who come on and they talk about the coming economic collapse, they talk about the death of the dollar, and that's coming, but we're not there yet. But what we've seen in recent months is the U.S. dollar absolutely surged.
Everyone rushes out of the other smaller sinking ships.
Because what happens is during the boom years, all these emerging markets like Brazil and all around the world, they went into tremendous amounts of debt. They took out all these loans denominated in U.S. dollars. Well, now U.S. dollar has surged, so it's taking much, much more of their own local currencies to pay back and service these debts. Meanwhile, the things they export, oil, commodities, other things have gone way down. So this double whammy is just killing these emerging markets. So the exact same conditions that created the Latin American debt crisis of the 1980s, the Asian financial crisis of the 1990s, and that we saw just before the great crash of 2008, it's killing emerging markets all around the world. For example, down in Brazil, the seventh largest economy on the entire planet, Goldman Sachs says that they're not just in a recession. Goldman Sachs says they're in an outright depression, Alex.
That's right, my friend. And the allegory or the analogy for this is you got a bunch of ships. They're on fire. They're sinking. There's a bigger ship, the biggest ship. It's got problems. It's got some fires on board, but it's seen as the safest. So everybody starts crawling out of those other sinking ships and going into the dollar, going into the bonds, going into the national treasuries. And so it's the last to sink and blow up, but will be the most spectacular, many analysts believe. But China, with 1,300,000,000 people, most of them forced off rural land, basically into slave factories, it is a time bomb. Latin America is a time bomb. Africa is a time bomb. The Middle East is a collapsing time bomb. And the global elites admit they're going into all these revolutions and all these places where 50% of the metric of their paychecks is now going to food. You pass that metric historically, you get revolution, you get rioting. The elite are purposely turning off the food. Then they're going to open the borders, flood us with massive third world, use that crisis to set up a police state, create a welfare state for those people, weaponize them. I mean, what's crazy is you can see the engineers of this who are meeting at Davos, the George Soros is actually captaining it and bragging. I mean, Hillary said, State Department's done a great job in Syria. She said, we've done a great job in Libya, great job in Syria just this last month in December. They're telling you, this is what I meant to do. They meant to wreck the world. They meant to turn radical jihadis loose. They mean to bring them in. They mean to let them attack and then take our rights. So the more attacks, their answer is take our guns. A jihadi shot a cop in Philadelphia. I mean, you can see it, but it really is the ignorance of the public that has allowed this to happen. What's going to happen, though, when the welfare checks still go out, when the EBT cards still work, but they don't buy what they did before, or the food's not on the shelves like we're already seeing in the shopping for Snowmageddon. I mean, with this ignorant, domesticated population, the Pentagon estimates, as you know, that within about 7 to 8 days, most people will steal. Within about 11 days, most people will kill. 90%+ of people, it's about 98 in some of the studies, will begin within 15 days going to cannibalism. Now, imagine the scenario in a real collapse when the Pentagon admits that a Carrington event from the sun that blew out a lot of our electronics and power, that 90% of the America would be dead within 2 years. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's on the bad end, is a Viggo Mortensen road scenario versus what we see Venezuela in, you know, just squalor, rioting, death, murder, crime rates up 3,000%, 4,000%. I mean, any way you slice this, we are headed into crazy town.
Oh, we absolutely are. Just look at the Snowmageddon. You know, 2 or 3 days in advance, people are pulling all the milk, all the bread off the shelves, you know, just over a snowstorm. So when a real disaster strikes, what are things going to look like in America? Because, you know, desperate people do desperate things, and people are going to become desperate because the what we're moving into right now is going to be so similar to, in the initial stages, to 2008. If people remember, there was a great credit crunch. When panic and fear gripped the financial markets, all of a sudden the banks and the financial institutions, they don't want to lend to each other. They don't want to lend to anyone else. And everything.
But don't worry, they've got a plan to take over all the small banks and everybody and give themselves trillions. And I remember going to soccer games with my kids, watching my son play, and suddenly all the dads have the newspapers out and their phones caring about finances. But then I told them, they're going to pump it back up, but then it's going to get even worse. They don't listen to that. I mean, people just don't listen. Go ahead.
Oh, it's true, Alex. And since the last time around, you know, our politicians, they came out and they said, we're going to fix too big to fail. But no, did they fix it? Of course not. Instead, the too big to fail banks, I'm talking about Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, you know, collectively, they've gotten 40% larger. Meanwhile, 1,400 smaller banks have totally gone out of existence. So the problem of too big to fail is now bigger than ever. Now, when this next crisis comes and the credit crunch comes and all of a sudden people can't get the, you know, the loans, the mortgages, the credit cards, what we're going to see is if you have a business or you're working somewhere, you're going to notice fewer people are coming in. And when they come in, they're going to have not as much money to spend. And so what we're going to see businesses cut back. We're going to see stores close. In fact, we just saw Walmart announce the closing of 269 stores worldwide. We're going to see workers laid off. We're going to see unemployment skyrocket because most people are living.
And we're going to see crime explode.
Yeah, we're already seeing rates of violent crime explode. You know, it's up 19% in Los Angeles over the past year. Other cities, double digit.
And this is key. This is key. Crime has gone down massively, they admit, mainly because of gun proliferation in good people's hands. So you're going to see huge numbers of gun deaths go up, but it's going to be criminals getting shot. They're then going to hype that and say, take the guns. That's why they're doing a new big gun push right now, because they know crime's exploding and the criminal class, on top and below, as above, so below, cannot stand seeing us stand up against them.
Yeah, and we saw a similar pattern in Nazi Germany and Communist China and the Soviet Union. When they want to bring in tyranny, they want to come grab all the guns. So no one can be upset, no one can resist, no one can put up a fight. And so that's what Barack Obama wants to do. Just like we've seen, it's a different package, but it's the same thing. But we are going to see civil unrest in this country as things fall apart. We are going to see, and already they're fueling the racial tensions, the racial riots, even with this, you know, Academy Awards thing. You know, they're priming the pump. And so I believe we're headed for a period of crime, riots, craziness in this country.
No doubt, and that's the key. The key is that on record, the globalists have already tested this in other countries. They're exacerbating it by design. They'll hang out in Switzerland and New Zealand while we're all killing each other. They have engineered this. The answer is having the state stand up, recognize what's happening, not go along with the central government and this global plan. They are walking us into a plan to further bring us to our knees, get us all scared, and have us acquiesce to all of their globalist demands and thank the engineers of all these problems for, quote, saving us, as the Davos people that own half the stuff in the world through fraud on record lecture us about class warfare and class envy and promote class warfare and socialism. I mean, the public has got to wake up to this ball game. The bigger the socialism gets, the bigger the taxes, the more programs, the worse the jobs get, the worse the education gets, the less opportunities you have, and the richer these people get. Understand me, viewers and listeners. Mexico, just Google this, has the largest share of billionaires of any country in the world. Mexico's only 130 million people. They have more billionaires than any other country. It's because Mexico wrote the book on colonialism, post-colonialism. You have a tiny elite that literally use those people as slaves. And you look at the Mexican Congress, you want to talk about racism, they are whiter than I am, folks, most of the Congress. And they got names like Schmidt and all the rest of it. Okay, you need, because the Austro-Hungarian Empire ran Mexico. They still do. And that's why Mexico attacked us in World War I. The point is, if you want to live like Mexico, folks, get ready for it. Okay, that's their plan. In fact, guys, just type in, Mexico has the highest share of billionaires in the world. I know that's a fact because I've seen it many times. But go ahead, Mr. Schneider.
Oh, you're exactly right, Alex. A lot of times the elite, they advance their agenda through crisis, and every single solution they give us results in more money and more power in their hands, more globalization, more centralization. And so you look at this report that Oxfam just put out. You know, you go back to 2010, and 388 members of the elite had as much money as the poorest half of the world. Now it's down to 62. 62 members of the global elite have as much wealth as the bottom 3.5 billion members of humanity have. And so it's increasing. The debt-based system around the world, it funnels money to the very top. You know, every solution that come in, it just pushes more money, more power their way. Meanwhile, Oxfam found that the bottom half of the world, they've actually gotten a lot poorer since over the past few years. So global income inequality is increasing, and the power and money is being concentrated at the very, very top increasingly. So the elite have gotten even more powerful, even more control, and yet they're not satisfied. They're going to bring in more crisis to advance their agenda even more, the problem, reaction, solution paradigm that they love to use. And so they want to go for the big one, bring the middle class, especially in the United States, to their knees so that they can take us much farther down the road to their new world order.
That's right. Again, you can pull up Carlos Slim, one of the richest men in the world. He used to be number one. Now he's number two. And again, that's just the whole front. And look at the list of Mexican billionaires in Forbes. And again, that's just a microcosm of they don't want people to be wealthy. They don't want people to be independent. That's what Cloward and Piven is. That's the management system. And I don't know how you get the leftist indoctrinated in public schools, indoctrinated in colleges. And listen, I never used to be the guy that was left, left, left. I'm trying to get out of the left-right paradigm. But in the left-right paradigm, it's real that, I mean, I was against Bush and stuff Republicans were doing big time. But the Democrats, it's cultic. They call for me to be shut down. There were articles yesterday saying get rid of free speech. It's racist. There are calls for just arresting gun owners en masse. We go out and talk to Democrats on the street. These are scary people. And they make jokes about dead babies. I mean, they seem to be just waddling, decadent brown shirts.
Oh, it's absolutely true. But the good news, Alex, is that people are starting to wake up. You mentioned earlier, your viewership is exploding. On my websites, we set all kinds of records in the last 6 months of this year. You know, more than a million page views alone on the economic collapse blog alone, month after month. So people are waking up. They're seeking out alternative sources of information because they know the mainstream news is lying to them. In fact, over 90% of what people get from the television, the movies, the video games, the publishing houses, all the mainstream news outlets at the very top are owned by just six giant media conglomerates, all of which are pushing the agenda of the elite. So people are getting fed up. They're sick of it. So they're turning to your show. They're turning to my website, other sources.
That's right.
It's because people want, they know something's wrong, and they want answers.
There is a full court press, and I wanted to get to this article. Scientists urge world to stop killer robots, and that's out of the Daily Star. Developing of weapons with degree of autonomous decision-making capacity could be feasible within years, starting here, not decades. And they warn that it's only a matter of if and when that there's major disasters with this. Stop killer robots. That's where we're going. And the establishment, it's not that I'm against technology. The establishment, I'm going to come back and take calls, has said that they're deciding to go with robots, not people, and that we're not needed anymore. This is a conscious decision. Stay with us, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.